While the candidates work for the chance to succeed George W. Bush, news analyst Daniel Shore has been observing some of the politics in the current administration.
To an extent I have not witnessed before, departing Bush underlings have taken to talking back to the boss. The most recent case is Paul Bremer, the first Bush administrator in conquered Iraq. In a new book by Robert Draper, Dead Certain, the president is quoted as saying that Bremer was solely responsible for the disastrous decision to disband the Iraqi army. Promptly, Bremer fired back by releasing to the New York Times a May 2003 letter to the president promising more robust measures to dismantle the Iraqi military. Mr. Bush replied by praising Bremer's positive and significant impact, and on that day, Bremer issued the order dissolving the Iraqi army. Former CIA Director George Tenet was the target of White House complaints of faulty intelligence. He shot back in his own book and on television that the White House had ruined his career and reputation. Going back further, former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill left after disagreeing with the president about tax cuts. In a television interview followed by a book, O'Neill described the president at cabinet meetings as acting like a blind man in a room full of deaf people. In one of the more unusual episodes contradicting the president, the Draper book quoted him as saying it was Judge John Roberts who made the ill-fated suggestion to nominate Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. Chief Justice Roberts lost no time in having a statement issued from the Supreme Court press room saying, briefly and bluntly, the Chief Justice did not suggest Harriet Myers to the president. Others have swallowed their complaints and gone without protest. Colin Powell, who had to deliver a misleading statement to the United Nations, has held his tongue. And his successor, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, has yet to tell her story of the tensions with Vice President Dick Cheney and former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. It didn't used to be in this loyalty-obsessed administration that a presidential associate would fire back at him in public for perceived wrong. But for many, awe of the presidency no longer keeps their lips sealed when they feel the president has done them wrong. This is Daniel Shore.